What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. Last month, the prolific record producer, radio host, and music journalist Bob Porter passed away at the age of 80 years old. Bob Porter was born in Wellesley, Massachusetts in June of 1940, but he spent the majority of his life in New Jersey, where he produced over 175 jazz and blues albums for labels including Prestige and Eastbound Records. Porter also worked as a producer on over 200 archival reissue projects for labels including Atlantic Records and Savoy. And his work as a reissue producer was widely respected, earning Porter multiple Grammy nominations and awards. Outside of his work as a record producer, Porter was also very active in radio. For over 40 years, Bob Porter hosted the nationally syndicated radio program Portraits in Blue, which aired locally on WFYI during the 1980s and 90s. Porter was also very active as a writer. He contributed to many jazz publications, and in 2016, Porter authored the book Soul Jazz, Jazz and the Black Community. On this week's show, we'll be focusing on Porter's work as a record producer. During the 1960s and 70s, Porter produced dozens of sessions featuring musicians who were connected to the Indiana Avenue scene. The list of Naptown players Porter worked with includes Billy Wooten, Bill Jennings, Steve Weekly, Caesar Frazier, Mad Harold Caldwell, and the great trumpet master Virgil Jones. Virgil Jones was born in Indianapolis in 1939. He studied music at Crispus Attucks with David Baker, and during the late 1950s, Virgil was a regular at Avenue clubs like George's Bar and the Missile Room. Over the years, Bob Porter worked frequently with Virgil Jones. And up next, we'll hear two classic jazz sessions produced by Porter featuring Virgil Jones on trumpet. From 1970, we'll hear Charles Erlin with Sing a Simple Song. And from 1971, we'll hear Charles Kennard with Zebra Walk. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the prolific record producer, Bob Porter. He passed away last month at the age of 80. During his career, Porter produced dozens of sessions featuring musicians connected to the Indiana Avenue scene. And we just heard two tracks featuring the late Naptown trumpet master Virgil Jones. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Porter produced featuring guitarist Bill Jennings. During the 1950s, Bill Jennings rivaled Wes Montgomery as one of the most fierce six-string players on the Avenue. We'll hear two 1969 sessions Bill Jennings cut with saxophonist Willis Jackson, Swivel Hips, and Brother Ray. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the Grammy Award-winning record producer Bob Porter. We just heard two tracks Porter produced featuring the Naptown guitar legend Bill Jennings. In 1971, Porter produced the debut album of Funk Incorporated. The record was a hit for Funk Incorporated, climbing to the number 45 spot on the Billboard Soul Albums chart in 1972. Up next, we'll hear a track off that album. This is Funk Incorporated with Bow Legs, written by the group's guitarist, Steve Weekly. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more funky jazz music produced by Bob Porter after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the prolific record producer, radio host, and music journalist Bob Porter. Porter passed away in April at the age of 80 years old. During his career, Porter produced dozens of sessions featuring musicians connected to the Indiana Avenue scene. So far this week, we've heard several sessions Porter produced for Prestige Records. During the early 1970s, Bob Porter began producing music for the Detroit-based label Eastbound Records. Bob Porter brought two major Naptown acts to Eastbound, organist Caesar Frazier and Billy Wooten's 19th Hole Band. Up next, we'll hear a track from the 19th Hole. The group was named after the 19th Hole nightclub on North Harding Street, where Billy Wooten held down a successful residency. From their 1972 album, Smilin', this is The 19th Hole with Slipping Into Darkness, produced by Bob Porter. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the prolific record producer Bob Porter. He passed away last month at the age of 80. During his career, Porter produced dozens of sessions featuring musicians connected to the Indiana Avenue scene. We just heard a track from the funky Naptown jazz band, The 19th Hole, featuring the late great vibes player Billy Wooten. Bob Porter produced their 1972 album for Eastbound Records. During his time working for Eastbound, Porter produced multiple sessions with the Naptown organist Caesar Frazier. Up next, we'll hear a cut from Frazier's album, 75. From 1975, this is Caesar Frazier with Funk It Down, produced by Bob Porter.
I can feel the funk, I can feel the funk, I can feel the funk, I can feel the funk.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been paying tribute to Bob Porter. Porter was a two-time Grammy-winning record producer, and he passed away last month at the age of 80. During his career, Porter produced dozens of sessions featuring musicians connected to the Indiana Avenue scene. We started this week's show with a pair of tracks featuring the late Naptown trumpet master Virgil Jones. And we'll end the show with two more tracks featuring Virgil Jones. Up next, we'll hear a 1971 recording from drummer Idris Muhammad titled, Brother, You Know You're Doing Wrong. After that, we'll hear guitarist Melvin Sparks performing Sly Stone's Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again, released by Prestige Records in 1970. Two funky jazz cuts produced by Bob Porter, featuring Naptown's Virgil Jones on trumpet. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Thanks for joining us for this tribute to Bob Porter, from Funk Incorporated to Billy Wooten and the 19th Hole. Porter's prolific work as a record producer helped to capture the funky Avenue sound of the late 1960s and early 1970s. And we send our sincere condolences to Porter's friends and family. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown.